Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hi. I see you. I mean, I can't, but in my mind, I imagine looking at you and saying, hey, thanks for being there. No, seriously, I do. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're there. Let's see. Lisa Newell, she is the, I wanted to call her the proprietor. I kind of like that, though. It's a term. She is the publisher and proprietress of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa Newell, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
I'll take it. Whatever. Call me. Just don't call me late for dinner, as they say.
Chief proprietist in charge, proprietress in charge. I like it. All right. So they've opened the outdoor fitness court at, is it Tiger Point? Is that where this is at? The park, the big sports complex?
Yes. And I want to say this is so commendable because of the speed in which they got this done. Doug Cormody, who's a citizen, went to the county commission last fall and said, you know, I've seen something like this down at the Maritime Park. It'd be really cool if we had something like that in Gulf Breeze. And they went on and got it done. And, I mean, everyone was kind of surprised because all of a sudden we heard that there was a ribbon cutting for this fitness court. And it's very cool. It's an outdoor fitness court that you can use for any skill level. And it's got pretty much anything that you would find in a gym. But it is located on the Tiger, behind the Tiger Point baseball fields, sort of where the path begins when you're coming from the Tiger Point neighborhood into that area. And so it's not very visible from the parking lot. You have to walk back behind kind of the southeast corner of the complex.
Okay.
But it's very, very cool. And the only thing I can say is that it is probably going to be extremely hot. I wish they would put a shade structure over it or something. Because it is outdoors, you know. And, of course, it'll be best to use it either early morning or late afternoon until they get something else to kind of cover it up. But it's very nice, and I really commend them for getting that done. And they got a grant, and they also used local option sales tax money. So it only ended up costing the county $130,000 in the local option sales tax money.
Okay, I can't stop myself. I see these things popping up all over the place. You know, the Leap class did them, a couple of them back a couple of years ago, one at the Community Maritime Park. I see them in all other places. I see them at Bayview Park in Pensacola. I don't see a lot of people using them, is my only concern. I think they're the kind of thing like people put them up, and then, I mean, maybe I'm just not there at the right time because I'm not going to use it, I will confess. But I just don't see them get used a lot. Do you know how much, like, sort of activity justification there is to these? Because it's a fair amount of money, $130,000.
Yeah, I really don't know. And, I mean, Doug apparently uses the one in Maritime Park because his daughter is involved in some things downtown. But, you know, when you put in a place like Tiger Point Park,
right,
parents are there because their kids are already, you know, practicing soccer, practicing for baseball, softball. It'd be a great opportunity for a parent to go over there and use it at that point.
Oh, okay. So while the kids are doing their thing, the parents can get some work on. Okay. All right. I can see that. That's been my observation, and I don't know the answer. If you love, like, using these things, I'd love to hear a text from you, 437-1620. We're also, the county is looking at some land to purchase for recreation.
Yeah, which is fantastic because we just really wrote an editorial about how the city of Gulf Breeze has so many recreational opportunities, but yet the county doesn't really, South Santa Rosa County doesn't have very much. So actually, Colton Wright, the commissioner, is looking at purchasing some land that was for sale that was on the west course of the Tucker Point course.
Yeah.
And someone had already decided to purchase it. They were going to put in 200-plus apartments or some homes there, you know, to utilize it for their highest and best use. But after speaking to Colton, they decided that it would be that they would just kind of give the county the land for what they purchase it for, and then the county could use it for, you know, either pickleball courts, hiking trails. They're talking about putting a ferry launch there so the ferries could go between Tiger Point and Portofino area. So there's a lot of things that are you know, potential for that area, and it gives another opportunity for recreation and conservation, and they're going to talk about it at an upcoming meeting.
Yeah, the way I understand it, it's kind of a parcel that opens up some other parcels to possible use in that way, which, you know, hey, that's kind of like thinking through the trigonometry or the geometry of those land uses and what would have to happen for them to become other things. I kind of like that idea. We're talking to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, I'm watching an accident. It's outside the listening area, but I-10 near Dufuniak Springs, and it looks like this is westbound, and it is backed up for miles and miles. So just something to think about. 437 1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So if you're going through Dufuniac, take your swimsuit, go to the springs, and by that time the traffic will be cleared. All right. Lisa Newell, back to her, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. We are waiting for, you know, we're still waiting for signatures on some of the local spend items from the governor.
Right. I mean, as far as I know, he hasn't signed it yet, but it did make it through both the House and the Senate of the Florida legislature for funding for this multimodal overpass, which would connect both sides of the city over Highway 98.
Right.
They've already been working on, they've already got the big loop, you know, that goes from Fairpoint all the way to Shoreline or Daniel. And what they're looking at is having an opportunity for that to cross over into the land right there by the Panera Bread, where the Panera Bread is at the Seashell Collection, and then travel on so that you could go into the Bay Cliffs and Plantation Hill area, which is where the stadium is and all that stuff. So it did make it through the Appropriations Committee, thanks to our local legislators. We are just waiting to see if the governor is going to sign it. It would be very exciting if he does.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, unfortunately, we know from past recent experience that the governor does like to veto things. So, you know, I'm not getting too excited about anything that's on that list until he signs it. But, yeah, if it comes through, then fantastic. Also, you have the fishing rodeo is this weekend. Is that right? Among other things?
That's right. Optimist Fishing Rodeo is going to be down at Shoreline Park, you know, the boat launch and all that area. This weekend, really fun. Get tickets. They have a new way of doing everything. Go to their website, take a look at it, Gulf Breeze Fishing, Gulf Breeze Optimist Fishing Rodeo, or Gulf Breeze Optimist Club. And, yeah, you can register online. They've got a lot of fun new ways of doing things. They're kind of going high-tech this year. It's supposed to be a pretty weekend also, so great time to get out on the water and get your fishing in, and you might win a prize. They have a lot of, they're giving away a lot of money, cash money. So, go fishing. You can even win money for catching like a ladyfish.
Oh, all right. Recycling is still suspended, but another thing you got going on this weekend is the Secret Garden Tour, right?
Yeah, that's something I'm very excited about. So you can make five homes on the Secret Garden Tour, which is sponsored by the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs. You have to get your tickets at the Garden Club, you know, the which is on 9th Avenue. And I think it's only $15, but, you know, it all goes to a good cause. Anyway, you can go tour these homes, your gardens. They've got, you know, vegetable gardens. They've got flower gardens. They've got unique gazebos and different things. Good ideas and a wonderful way to spend a good Saturday or Sunday with your friends and go out and just have a good time and go to lunch somewhere and just have a good ladies' day and get some good ideas for your own property, yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
Or a man can go, too.
That's right.
I'm going with a group of ladies.
Well, all kinds of good stuff in the paper.
I'm thinking about myself.
Like there always is, all kinds of good stuff in the paper. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out on Thursday. That's why we give you a preview Thursday morning. Lisa, thank you for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. I hope to see you in the breeze.